What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Mater Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, every Friday, we have a delicious recipe and on hand to give us it. Once again, this week is Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel in Dublin. Gareth, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. We're speaking to you from the Lansdowne, Kenmare, and you're in the Marker in Dublin. Two hotels collide. Tell me, what have you got for us today?
So today I'm doing a beautiful dish of seared sea trout with crawfish, samphire and country butter. So a couple of ingredients there we don't hear all the time, but I think there's plenty of them around and I think maybe we should try and give them a go. So to cook the sea trout, what I want you to do is get four 160 gram portions of sea trout, skin on and pin bones. Talk to your fishmonger about this and he'll do that for you happily. And then for the garnish for the dish, you're going to need about 280-300 grams of samphire. Now samphire, for those that don't know what it is a sea vegetable, often called the asparagus of the sea. A little bit salty and crunchy in texture, but really works really, really well with Irish seafood. And then we need some shallots, some chives, some butter, some white wine and some vinegar. And that's to make a beautiful beurre blanc sauce. So to cook the fish, what we need to do is get a heavy paste non-stick frying pan and put it on a medium to high heat on the stove. Season your fish with a little bit of salt and pepper, and then a little bit of oil, vegetable oil into the pan, and cook the fish skin side down. Now, it'll take about maybe 2 to 3 minutes, and what we're trying to do is get the fish skin nice and crispy. Then if you just prepare a tray with a piece of bacon paper on it, and then take the fish and leave it that it's skin side up, and if you're cooking for 4 or 6 people, repeat this process until you get the 6 pieces of fish nice and crispy on the skin. To cook the fish then, we're going to run it through the oven at 180 degrees for 4 to 5 minutes. A piece of sea trout just needs to be just cooked. It's actually okay even if you undercook it a little bit, because we want to retain all that beautiful moisture in the fish. The garnish for this is going to be the samphire, as I spoke about a few minutes ago. It has it in a lot of the supermarkets, but really if you live near a fishmonger's, they always sell it, so just ask them about it. And to cook samphire, all you want to do is drop it into some boiling salted water for 2 minutes, and this process, as I've spoken about before, is called blanching. Take it out and drop it into some iced water, and this process will make sure that the samphire isn't too salty, because it does have a tendency to be a little bit salty. To reheat it then, all you're going to do is warm it in a little bit of olive oil, and we can place this in the bottom of the bowl before we put the fish on top. Now to serve it, I'm talking about making a beurre blanc. I think I've spoke about this sauce before, but it's a classic white wine butter sauce that any fish cook out there really needs to learn how to make, because it's a real quick sauce to make, but also it works with all different types of fish and crustaceans. So to make it, you're going to need a couple of shallots that we chop finely, 60 mils of white wine vinegar, 60 mils of white wine and 60 mils of water, so it's equal parts of three things, and then 125 grams of cold country butter. I like to use Glenillan, which is a farm down in County Cork. I think it's a fantastic butter. So then all you're going to do is put your shallots, your white wine, your water and your vinegar into a pot, and you're going to put it on a medium heat, and you cook that out, or reduce it, as we say. So what we're trying to do is get rid of the moisture, and what's left behind in the pan is how we're going to make our sauce. So you nearly need to reduce it by half, so nearly all or most of the liquid will have disappeared. And then on a really low heat with a whisk, the diced up butter, you're going to drop the butter in and whisk it into that sauce, that little bit of liquid that's left in the pan. And what happens is it will emulsify, and what you're left with at the end is this pale in colour, thin, custard-like consistency sauce. And then all you need to do, a little bit of salt, some chopped chives, and that's the sauce ready. And the only thing I haven't spoken about is the crawfish. So if you can get them in the fishmongers, brilliant. Sometimes they actually sell them already prepared. They're in a brine, they'll be in a little bucket. If you can't get them, Dublin Bay prawns would work fantastic here. And all we're going to do is quickly steam them off and serve them along with this dish. So it's a real celebration of seafood served with this wonderful beurre blanc sauce.
Sounds absolutely delicious. I didn't interrupt you for a moment because I was busy making notes here.
Be up on my Instagram. I'll put it up on my Instagram, Gareth Mullins, for anybody that wants to find it.
Brilliant. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much.